This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Alyssa Block. Early tomorrow morning, you can look up in the sky and see something larger and brighter than it's been in nearly 60,000 years. Mars is making its closest approach to Earth since the year 57,617 BC. And the very closest moment of closeness in the two planets' orbits will come at 5:51 a.m. Eastern Time tomorrow. Mars has been putting on a spectacular show as it's made its elliptical way toward us. So last week, we headed out to the Virginia countryside, away from the bright city lights, to meet up with some amateur astronomers and take a look. We've come at dusk to a huge field surrounded by woods just on the edge of the Blue Ridge Mountains. The sky stretches wide, a vast canopy of indigo on a sultry, sticky night.
All right, what do we have?
Members of the Northern Virginia Astronomy Club are busy setting up their telescopes.
This is Frankenscope. And as far as I know, it's the ugliest telescope on the East Coast. You can tell I'm not concerned about the aesthetics of the telescope.
Made ample use of duct tape there.
Yes, duct tape and Velcro.
Jim Richburg of Leesburg has managed to squeeze two of his children into the front seat of his Taurus station wagon. His telescope is custom made to fit perfectly in the back when the seat's down. He admits this visit from Mars has taken over his life. In April, he started getting up an hour early every morning to set up his telescope and sketch the planet as it got closer and closer. Lately, he's been staying up gazing at Mars until 1 or 2 in the morning, then getting up again at 5:30. Just after sunset, Pete Johnson arrives from Centerville. He's pulling a small trailer behind his SUV. His friend Jim Richburg calls out, "You got God in there?" Pete says, "Yep, I've got God."
Yeah, God's my name of the scope. It stands for Giant Optical Device.
The Giant Optical Device is a 10-foot-tall, home-built monster with a 24-inch mirror. Pete Johnson has been known to grind his own mirrors. The sky is darkening, but Mars hasn't yet risen over the tree line. Pete Johnson points to some of the other highlights in the late summer sky.
Right there is Albireo, that double star we were looking at. This is the cross, and the brightest star is Deneb right there. Right there is Vega, and Trapezoid right over here, and that's the constellation Hercules. You kind of know where they are by heart. One of the nice parts is to be able to go anywhere in the world and step out and look up, and you see the same sky. It's just kind of like friends there. You just kind of know everything.
You know right where you are. So I feel like we're all at this big party up here waiting for the guest of honor to show up.
Yeah, there's a fine line between astronomy and standing in the field looking like an idiot.
Getting bitten by mosquitoes.
It's a real fine line.
And then at 9:45 p.m., a glimmer off to the south-southeast.
Yes, we do have Mars.
Do you have Mars over there?
Yes, we do. It's in the soup.
So it's still in
it's
the
still
haze
a little bit. It's a little lost. Can you see it?
I can.
It's right in there.
Just a second.
Oh, there he is.
Yep, the brightest thing in the sky now.
Truth be told, it's not the most dazzling of entrances. The horizon's a little bright, and Mars, still low in the sky, and fighting to shine through the summer haze, looks faint to the naked eye. But with a telescope, it pops into clear focus for Jim Richburg's children, 10-year-old Darla and Alex, who's 13.
Perfect. I got it.
You sure you have it?
Let me see.
That's Mars, yeah.
Wow, it's cool.
The amateur astronomers who've gathered in this Virginia field have invested in this pass-by from Mars. Pete Johnson bought a new Russian-made telescope, a Maksutov-Cassegrain. Jim Richburg has spent about $1,000 on a special multicolor filter and a high-power zoom eyepiece. After all, they say they're not going to get this good a view again in their lifetimes. Bill Kammerer from Great Falls is out with his sky charts and the Orion XT-10 he got for his 40th birthday. He's been spending a lot of time thinking about Mars, not just how close it is, but why it's so endlessly fascinating.
If man goes anywhere past the moon, that's the next stop. Mars is cold, but bearable. The temperature's no worse than the Antarctic. Now, there's radiation, and there's things to deal with, but it's possible to live on Mars. So I think that is why it might capture people's imagination.
Mars is a golden shimmer, rising slowly as the sky darkens. The amateur astronomers dig in for a long night. They pull out sandwiches and thermoses of coffee. They share stories, compare scopes, talk shop.
What's your favorite eyepiece? What's your sort of jack of all trades?
My Negra 12, Type 4.
The talk here can get pretty technical, but when something amazing happens, these sky watchers are filled with wonder and excitement. As we talk, all of a sudden a bright flash lights up the sky in all directions.
Oh, look at
wow.
That was, it was a bolide.
A bolide. Is that a shooting star or is it something different?
Yeah, but a big one. That actually cast a little bit of a shadow as it flared there at the end.
It was like a bright green streak, wasn't it?
That's exceptionally bright. I mean, you can come out and look at any of the big annual meteor showers, the Leonids, the Perseids, and you'll virtually never see one quite that bright.
By 11:15, the sky has darkened, Mars is higher, and it's the right time to get a really good look. We cluster around Pete Johnson's big telescope, God. Through that lens, the red planet is actually the color of butterscotch. You can pick out streaks of darker amber color and a white spot along the edge. That's the southern polar ice cap, now tipped toward the sun and melting. Jim Richberg looks through the telescope at that feature he's been carefully sketching for the last 4 months.
The south polar cap has shrunk probably 3 or 4 fold from when I started looking at it. It now looks like, the stem on a piece of fruit. It's that small. It's smaller than that now. I'm seeing a little bit of brightening on the opposite side, which would actually mean that there's some ice up there in the atmosphere, which would indicate a little bit of atmospheric activity.
The morning fog.
Yeah, the morning fog.
Fog on Mars?
Yes. Oh, yeah. Because this is the edge that's just coming around and actually getting into the sunlight, so the ice would be melting and going up into the atmosphere, so yeah, you would have fog. Kid, you want to take a look?
Step right on it.
I do see some more detail, like the ice on top.
Surprising for as high as it is.
I don't see the mountain ranges. Yeah. I can't believe that's Mars. I've heard about it and read about it, but I never thought I would actually see it like that.
I never knew there was ice on Mars. I just thought it.
Me neither.
Why is this fun for you guys? You're out here so late tonight. What makes it fun?
I like to be out here looking at the stars and stuff, thinking of like the endless space. Like, if there's like an end, or if it just goes like on and on forever.
What do you think?
I don't know. They can't go on forever, I don't think. But
early tomorrow morning, Mars will be 34,646,418 miles from Earth. The light reflected off its surface will reach us in just 3 minutes and 6 seconds. Worth thinking about, worth getting out in the backyard or up on the roof to find Mars in the sky. The viewing should be great for the next month or so. The next time Mars will be this close will be in the year 2287.